It means that I have a continuity of culture that is quite astonishing. Many Latin Americans who are merely migrants from European countries or do not have a strong Indian culture behind them, do not have the extraordinary strength of the culture of Mexico, which begins very, very long ago, as proven by the Olmeca culture, which begins in the 12th, 13th century before Christ. We consider ourselves heirs to all these cultures. They are part of our makeup. They're part of our race. We're basically a mestizo country, Indian and European. The Indian culture has infiltrated into our literature, into our painting, into our habits, into our folklore. It is everywhere. It is part of our heritage as much as the Spanish culture, which for us is not only Iberian, but also Jewish and Moorish. So Mexico is a compound of many, many civilizations, and part of them, of course, are the great Indian civilizations from the past.
So who were the Olmecs? Whose face does this mask show, and how was it worn? Olmec masks have been intriguing historians for a long time. Scrutinizing their features, many scholars believe that they were looking at Africans, at Chinese, or even at Mediterraneans who'd come to colonize the New World. I suppose if you look at our mask wanting to see an African or a Chinese face, you can just about persuade yourself that you can. But the features, in fact, are totally characteristic of Central American people. This face is one which can still be seen in the descendants of the Olmecs still living in Mexico today.